welcome back to Slay Away, the podcast where we discuss the inspiration behind your favorite horror films, lore, gore, and every kill in between. I'm your host, E.L. King, and today the Addams Family is here with us to discuss their award-winning film, Hellbender, that premiered at Fantasia Fest. We have with us Toby, Zelda, and John. Welcome and thank you all for sitting down to chat with me on Slay Away today. In Hellbender, 16-year-old Izzy, played by Zelda Addams, suffers from a rare illness that has kept her isolated on a mountaintop with her mother, played by Toby Poser, her whole life. As Izzy begins to question her sickness, she pushes back against her confinement and secretly befriends Amber, played by Lulu Addams. But her newfound happiness is derailed after she eats a live worm as part of a juvenile game and finds an insatiable and violent hunger awakened within her. To understand the hunger, Izzy must learn the dark secrets of her family's past and the ancient power in her bloodline.
From the fear of death. Every living thing has it. The more fear pumping through the blood, the more power.
Made a worm.
Are your friends okay?
You've opened a door that, once it's open, it can be hard shut.
I shouldn't have kept this from you. It was a mistake.
Liar.
I know the truth, Mom.
I did what I was taught to do.
Winter eats fall. Fall eats summer. Summer eats spring. And spring eats winter.
What do you smell? I smell a man. You know why we're called Hellbenders? Because we're feared.
Have you been in my dreams?
If you break my heart, I'll devour you.
If they want to believe in hell so badly, I'll give them hell.
I just want us to be people.
It's not a gift, Izzy.
Then why was it given?
I'm not afraid of you, Izzy.
You will be.
Hellbender isn't your first venture into the horror genre. We had the pleasure last year of watching your supernatural cosmic thriller, The Deeper You Dig, that John and Toby co-wrote and directed together. Tell us what inspired your love for storytelling specifically through a horror cinema lens.
So that's a great question. And actually, Zelda and I, Toby was writing a script a couple years ago, and Zelda and I didn't have a whole lot to do. And we were sitting around going to soccer practice, and Zelda was like, we should make a horror movie. And I was like, ooh, a horror movie would be fun. And she's like, and how about if I kill everybody? And I was like, ooh, even funner. And so Zelda and I that winter did basically a test run of the horror genre together. And we made basically a 60-minute movie called The Hatred, and fell in love with everything about it, from the first day of filming in the freezing cold, to the festival run, to the people that we met. The horror crowd is a wonderful group of people. And we, and Toby saw that too. And we just dove right into The Deeper You Dig right after that, because it was just such an exceptional experience.
What experience do you believe most shaped your love of horror once you discovered the genre?
Oh, well, I love, you know, since I was a kid and I went to summer camp every summer, my favorite part of the summer was when everyone would sit around the campfire and tell ghost stories. It sounds so classic, but it's so true. To this day, there's nothing I love better than sitting around a fire in the dark, telling something creepy that's going to make my skin prickle. So I've always loved the genre. And actually, our very, very first film, which was a drama called Rumble Strips, originally was set out to be a ghost story. So it took a while for us to come back around to the genre. But for me, it was just those moments as a little girl in the dark with other scared little girls in the dark who just, you know, I've never stopped loving being scared.
For me, it's the ability to just explore your imagination so much more freely. You're allowed to be so much more creative in horror. Artistically, it's just the best genre to make things.
I have to agree. It's really interesting, some of the different things that you can explore too, especially using horror and different themes in horror as an allegory for other things going on in the world.
100%. We talk about that all the time. We just love the fact that we can use metaphors to tell, like, horror is a great way to use metaphors.
I always like to say it's a beautiful way to give breath to a nightmare, because everyone has nightmares. And I always feel a little bad for people who flat out say, oh, I don't do horror. I don't watch horror. I don't like horror. And I always feel like, oh, well, you know what? You're missing like a really healthy opportunity to like hash out some of your worst fears in the safety of a cinema or your living room while you're chomping on popcorn, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we like to say that we tell like true, just like dramatic stories, but cover them in blood. That's like what's so great about horror. And just the horror community is so nice. Like, they're so welcoming to us as filmmakers and as a family, which before we went into horror, like, I wasn't necessarily like expecting that. In fact, I was a little bit scared at first. I was like, you know, the horror community, I don't know how they're going to like feel about everything that we create, but we've honestly experienced nothing but greatness and super kind people.
How did the foundational idea of the Hellbender story and its theme of identity come to be?
I'm going to chime in here because I had something pretty wild, but inevitably very beautiful happen to me. With our last film, The Deeper You Dig, my mom plays Mrs. Minsky in there, the older woman that I bilk of her money, trying to pretend that she's talking to her dead husband. My mom died right before the release of The Deeper Dig. And right before she died, she illuminated that my father I grew up with was not my biological father, that I had been donor conceived in the late 60s. And that's a pretty wild revelation. And it's wonderful kindling for a story. You know, like, where do you go with that? You know, what's your DNA like? Who's my dad? You know, what if he was something, you know, like an axe murderer or the devil? So we started to explore identity and genetics in particular and thought, well, what if, you know, we've got this band Hellbender. Why don't we explore the real, that concept? What is a Hellbender? Where does she come from? And we decided to focus on a matrilineal descent and of these like super badass, unapologetic, very powerful, one step above humans in the food chain beings.
That's very cool. I love every aspect of that. And I know you mentioned the band, and you guys actually produced all the music for the feature, and it's your experimental punk band, Hellbender. So I was curious how you came to form the band and how long you've been playing as a band for.
We have been playing together as a band since I can remember. I started playing drums when I was around 7-8 years old. I always grew up around music with John and Toby always, you know, playing their classic rock music. And also, you know, John, you used to always play in bands and we're in like the rock scene in New York. And we eventually just started making music together and, you know, forming our own band. And then we started making our own music videos too the past couple of years. And, that actually sparked inspiration for Hellbender. We were making a music video, it's actually on YouTube, for our song Black Sky. And John, do you want to take it away with that one?
Yeah, and we just had a really great time shooting in California, and we started to put a story together, and we had some wonderful editing mistakes that turned out to be really cool. And so once we figured out, well, how did we make those mistakes and the architecture of those mistakes, we really put them to play in Hellbender. And all of the visions and the book sequences are basically a result from some kind of wonderful mishaps that we had shooting that Black Sky video.
Hellbender will premiere exclusively on Shudder this month. Tell us more about the film's story and its core horror elements.
Ooh, that's a good one. The old sum this one up trick. It's a coming of age story about a mother and daughter and a beautiful friendship that begins to get pulled apart because of hidden secrets and the quest for each of them to find and shape their identity.
I think you said it. I don't think either one of us could say it better than that, John.
Well, that's awfully nice of you.
And they rock out on top of mountaintop.
Yeah. And most of all, though, it's a fun movie. And we set out to have fun. We had fun making it. And I think it's a fun movie with fun characters.
What research did you do with regards to magic, witchcraft, and the occult?
So we knew we wanted to make a witchy kind of figure, but we didn't want it to be the classic witch with a W, with a capital W. So we did some fun research for inspiration, but we decided we weren't going to follow any rules in that regard. So it was really fun to research classic, powerful, famous women like Lilith. And then the deeper we dove into it, excuse me, we discovered people like Lamia, this Libyan serpent goddess. I think it's Kali, the destroyer, who has just like, you know, like she's eating men and, you know, Lamia is eating babies. We had so much fun trying to devise this mythology. At one point, they were going to be these, descended from, Lamia, the serpent goddess, and they were going to have big jaws that could unhinge all the way to the ground. They could eat like dogs and humans in one big gulp, and it was pretty ambitious. We were like, maybe this isn't the direction we should go to. So we started just coming up with our own about these hellbenders who are female in form, definitely higher than humans on the food chain, and who they thrive on fear. We were like, well, what's their poison really? And we thought, well, what if instead of, as opposed to a vampire, let's say, which needs blood for sustenance, what if it's the fear? It's all about, they get their power from fear. Fear is such a potent, device to work with.
Also, it's a nod and a wink to the fact that throughout history, powerful, smart women have been feared and they've been considered witches or evil or lots of different names society has given women, because they fear their power and their knowledge. And so we it's a nod and a wink to that fact that, okay, well, if in history they've been killed because of fear, why don't we just have them suck that fear for their power? Because that's what their power was, from people's fear.
Academically, the occult and folklore are a keen interest of mine. What inspiration did you draw from for the hellbenders and their mythos in the film? You might have already answered this, but I figured I'd ask it again if you want to elaborate on anything.
Hidden magic is really important to us. The fact that when you take a walk in the wilderness, you feel the hidden magic. You don't necessarily know why or where exactly it is. Is it in the mushrooms that you're walking on? Is it in the algae? What? There's so much magic. You can see it, and you have to ask yourself, you know, what combination of things can create what kind of power and magic? And I think we love that about nature, and we love utilizing the fact that all humans feel that. You feel that when you see the snow falling. You feel that when you're walking in the woods and the wind's blowing. And what's fun about the hellbenders is they actually have some of the secrets to that hidden magic. And the mother hides it from the child because she doesn't want the child to get too powerful for a variety of reasons. But the truth is, magic will make itself known, and it does to the young hellbender. Magic will seek you out because it's in her blood and it's in her destiny.
I'll mention one thing too. When you talk about influences, we definitely were, it's almost as if we could have put a picture of the Ouroboros up on our wall and constantly referred to that as a reminder for the cyclical nature of life. And we live in the Catskill Mountains, upstate New York. We're just surrounded by nature, and nature is constantly consuming nature. There's lots of roadkill, humanity encroaching on nature. There's nature, the river eating out those roads where you find the roadkill. At night, we hear coyotes howling and rabbits dying and foxes screaming. And so like the Ouroboros with the snake eating its tail, we were really kind of obsessed with this whole cyclical nature. And with hellbenders too, as they're self-reproducing, you know, one is only made by consuming the last. Mother becomes daughter, becomes mother, becomes daughter. Just this whole circular, we loved the circular motion of a hellbender's life through a life that we live in, which is circular. So that was a huge influence. Just sometimes all we have to do is look outside and know what the answer is. And it's often right in front of us.
The entire family makes an appearance in this film, in addition to Zelda co-writing and directing this feature. And it's the seventh feature film that you've all made together. So how did a love of filmmaking become a family affair for you?
Well, it all started when I was around 6 years old and my older sister was around 11. And, you know, I don't want to speak for Toby, but like she was always a fantastic actress and working as such. But then she started, you know, not getting as much work. So we all decided collectively, you know what, screw that. Let's make our own movies. And so when I was 6, we all bought an RV. This was around like, I think, 12 years ago. And we made our first film and, you know, we made 4 dramas and then we decided to venture into the horror realm and we just decided that we loved it so much. And I think that we've really found like our wonderful little niche in the horror genre and discovered, you know, we really love the community, but also we really love the storytelling side of horror. Like we can make up whatever rules we want. We can do whatever we want. And like, as a family, we've always kind of played by that rule. Like, we're going to do what makes us happy. Like we're kind of a rule breaking family. So it's the perfect genre for us. And it's just been really nice getting to grow, not only like as friends and getting to know so much more about each other in the process, but also just like growing as filmmakers as well. Learning more about the filmmaking technology, learning more about how to develop characters well, like from The Deeper You Dig to Hellbender, we learned a lot about, you know, developing a character and a relationship way more. After the festival circuit of The Deeper You Dig, we realized, hey, I think that we could have, you know, told more about the mother-daughter relationship. And so with Hellbender, we sought out on really doing that and making the audience really care about the mother and daughter's complex relationship so that, you know, the audience can side with both of them. And so it's so fun just getting to learn and grow together.
It's interesting because I'm curious what it was like for you playing up that fear and tension aspect between the two characters in Hellbender. Because obviously one hasn't shared this life cycle of the Hellbender for her own reasons. So what was that experience like?
Yeah, it was really, really interesting because Toby and I are extremely close and extremely friendly. Like we're best friends. So having to have that fear and tension between one another was extremely strange. And, you know, John and Toby had to do a lot of directing for me when I was in front of the camera, reminding me, hey, like, this isn't exactly Toby right now. This is your mom and we're halfway through the movie and tension is building up. You kind of have to be a little bit more devious, a little bit more, you know, dangerous. And it was a really good acting practice because I had to kind of act unnaturally. I'm so used to just being all lovey-dovey with Toby.
It probably wasn't that hard for me because I look at Zelda with such awe that sometimes it didn't take much of a reminder for me that she is an incredibly powerful young woman, only 16 and 17 while we were shooting this. And yet there's so much I'm always learning from her. So if anything, it was just this awe of the power that Zelda kind of really does have as a human. And that I couldn't blame my character for wanting to just stick around a bit longer to kind of enjoy that.
What can cinema lovers and phobophiles like myself expect next from you?
We are working on our next movie called When the Devil Roams. It's another horror, but it's a timepiece. It takes place in the 1930s, you know, during the Depression. And it's about a family. We're actually, this is going to be the first time in a film where we all play father, mother, daughter, like our actual roles. And Lulu is helping direct this one as well, which is really exciting. And, you know, it's a story about this really peculiar artistic serial killing family on the carnival circuit. And something really bad happens to the parents and the daughter's left to pick up the pieces. So it's kind of a mix between Frankenstein and Bonnie and Clyde.
I already love the premise. That's really exciting for me. And I'm so glad that you're going to continue on within the horror genre, even if it's not the only thing that you ever do again. Your horror contributions to cinema have been just fantastic. And it's really exciting for me to see as a huge horror fan, as I said. So I'm really excited. I hope to talk to you about that film as things get closer to the festival circuit for that down the road.
You do too. Thank you.
We would absolutely love that. One of the things that, so we go to so many festivals and we just love the experience of going to festivals because you meet wonderful people, you watch wonderful movies, and you're talking to people that enjoy the genre. And one of the things that we've become quite interested in is body horror. So we're really working on the organic body horror in this one. And that's thrilling for us as artists because we get to try to make, you know, sawing through an arm as authentic and as wonderfully awful as possible.
Thank you all so much for joining me on Slay Away today. It has been amazing. I can't wait for Hellbender to release on Shudder and to watch it again. And I'm really excited about your next feature film.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Nola.
Thank you.
Shudder, AMC Network's premier streaming service for horror thrillers and the supernatural, will exclusively premiere the critically acclaimed Shudder original Hellbender on Thursday, February 24th, 2022. So be ready. Did you enjoy that episode? If you like the podcast, we encourage you to head over to Podchaser and leave us a review. The best part is it helps put Slay Away in the hands of more horror fans.